Okay, my name is Wolf Siegert, and today we have September the 24th, 2014, and now we are near San Francisco. We just landed, and right away we went to Rocket Fuel, and I was very happy not just to meet the master of the universe of data, who's just standing in front of me, but a whole bunch of your colleagues who have been so kind and to give us a really intense insight in the short time we had with you. But maybe it's time now for you to present yourself. Paul Wenz.
Thank you very much. It's been, I appreciate it. My name is Paul Wenz. I'm the general manager for Audience Accelerator. That's the publisher-facing arm of Rocket Fuel. I've been with the company almost since the beginning. It's been 5.5 years. I think my boss would claim the title of Master of the Data Universe since he has the double PhD from Stanford in artificial intelligence. But what I see and what he's done and this group that we've put together in utilizing data to inform ad decisioning has been a remarkable transformation in the ad landscape and something that I see as being growing substantially as what we've seen in the past 3 years, 4 years, which has allowed us to go public. And I'm employee 19, and we just had our 1,000th employee join 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So tremendous growth.
What is your interest in having had this German group of editors and software people here? And your premises?
Well, that's a great question. Rocket Fuel has 20 different offices in 12 different countries, Germany included. And what I saw in North America is audience extension was slow to be adopted. Really, it's only been in the past 2 years that advertisers have really jumped on this bandwagon for buying publishers' data on brand safe, optimized inventory. If you look back at the trends historically of what's happened in Europe, Germany included, oftentimes there's a 14-month to 18-month lag in advertising products. And what better time to bring people in to see what's in the crystal ball of what may be coming?
I learned from you that sometimes even the questions from Europe have been more challenging than those from the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. There's been a number of differences in the methodology, data privacy laws, concerns around brand safety, the way German advertisers and the agencies are buying media that we've had to adopt to. Certainly with a level playing field, if no one can use the data, we think that an optimization approach can work very well, utilizing robots instead of humans. But as we've developed, we've learned that there are specific data elements that apply regulatory compliance. There's a number of technology advancements that we've been able to make that allow us to conform to the way that advertisers are currently buying, being on certain sites specifically. And what I would predict is that that's going to shift over time and go back to the way we've seen it happen in North America, which is less concern over more concern about targeting a particular audience. That's what we see a lot in North America and increasingly in Europe.
But this would mean even if data has becoming so important, there still is a cultural interference or indifference or interaction between these different worlds?
Yeah, I look, there's a number of elements that would apply to what you're talking about. I think logically, audience makes a very big impact. If the main concerns around that is privacy, mm-hmm. So you want to ensure that there's no personally identifiable information, this Rocket Fuel does that. We also look about data privacy and data leakage. Rocket Fuel, in particular, doesn't sell data out. We only provide a platform for buying media. So the major concerns of what I feel is in the advertisers and the publishers around these concepts have been addressed. It's just now an education.
So maybe that's important to say because you own and you digest and you spit out even more data than the Googles and the Facebooks and all the other guys.
That's correct. We have the ability to ingest that Spitting it out is an interesting term. The way we utilize that data is buying advertisers. There's nothing that we have or now or in the future in the plans of Rocket Fuel to be able to sell the cookie that is a German luxury auto intender. It's only utilizing that data on a publisher's behalf or on an advertiser's behalf to bid on that user in real time, utilizing real-time bidding and artificial intelligence to drive campaign results.
In spite of all the success stories, in spite of the fact that you've been under 19 out of 1,000 in less than 5 years, I think there are some major challenges will show up, maybe not next quarter, but in the next 4 years. Can you name some of those?
Oh, absolutely. I think data privacy continues to be a big concern. Those that aren't educated can often have a fear-based approach of just cutting it off, and that could be very detrimental. I think that if you're looking at the North American market, trends that are increasingly coming up, like viewability and audience guarantees, as the methodologies of measuring those don't transfer over to Europe and are done effectively, that can get advertisers falsely buying impressions. They're buying what is measured as one company thinks is viewable, but actually is not. And so we're at the mercy of the measurement. That can go with brand safety. So Rocket Fuel solves that in some ways by developing our own technology. But of course, those that are giving out the money are making the decisions.
Paul, you have done very well. We're nearly at the end of this interview. I promise it's not going to be too long, but I just give you a little privilege. You have another minute or two to just elaborate on any other subject you would like to be remembered by.
Yeah, you know, my first website was in 1995. I've always been in the publishing background. My background after engineering school was getting into digital media. I've worked at agencies and I've worked at networks, but it's always been on the publisher-facing arm. So where I've taken my career and where I want it to be is that enabling publishers to focus on what they're good at, which is creating good content, and not being data scientists, not being computer engineers, not writing algorithms. There's technology to do that. And I would like to be the gap, the bridge between those two paradigms.
This was and this will be Paul Wenz from Rocket Fuel. Thank you very much for having this exquisite moment with us.
Oh, well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.